Langdon sensed in Sienna's distant eyes that everything had changed for her this morning. Langdon's own life was in chaos at the moment, and yet he felt his heart going out to this woman. She saved my life, and I've ruined hers. They sat in silence for a full minute, the air between them growing heavy, as if they both wanted to speak, and yet had nothing to say. They were strangers, after all, on a brief and bizarre journey that had just reached a fork in the road, each of them now needing to find separate paths. "Sienna," Langdon finally said, "when I sort this out with the consulate, if there's anything I can do to help you, please."
"Thanks,"
she whispered, and turned her eyes sadly toward the window. As the minutes ticked past, Sienna Brooks gazed absently out the kitchen window and wondered where the day would lead her. Wherever it was, she had no doubt that by day's end, her world would look a lot different. She knew it was probably just the adrenaline, but she found herself strangely attracted to the American professor. In addition to his being handsome, he seemed to possess a sincerely good heart. In some distant, alternate life, Robert Langdon might even be someone she could be with.
"He would never want me," she thought. "I'm damaged."
As she choked back the emotion, something outside the window caught her eye. She bolted upright, pressing her face to the glass and staring down into the street.
"Robert, look!"
Langdon peered down into the street at the sleek, black BMW motorcycle that had just rumbled to a stop in front of Pensione La Fiorentina. The driver was lean and strong, wearing a black leather suit and helmet. As the driver gracefully swung off the bike and removed a polished black helmet, Sienna could hear Langdon stop breathing. The woman's spiked hair was unmistakable. She produced a familiar handgun, checked the silencer, and slid it back inside her jacket pocket. Then, moving with lethal grace, she slipped inside the hotel.
"Robert?"
Sienna whispered, her voice taut with fear.
"The U.S. government just sent someone to kill you."